Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Broadcasting into what is turning out to be, surprisingly, the most important state in this election, North Carolina. We saw that over the weekend.
Yep.
Okay. Trump, obviously seeing something he did not like over the weekend in North Carolina. Incredibly, four of his final nine rallies were in North Carolina. The other one, a fifth, was right over the Virginia line and feeds down into that Greensboro media market.
Yeah.
It's 5 out of 9. So if I'm going to be realistic and I'm going to level with you, which I always do, North Carolina is not wrapped up right now.
Yeah.
That's where we are. It's not wrapped up. You could see that. Because if it was, he would have, if I were the campaign manager, I'd be in Michigan. I'd be in Wisconsin.
No.
It's not wrapped up. And the thing with North Carolina is that the way that the paths to the presidency go, Trump has to win Georgia and North Carolina. There is a very tiny, narrow path. If he doesn't win North Carolina, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be very hard if it comes down to the wire there. You can tell she knows that because it's just dueling rally after dueling rally after dueling rally. However, for her, you can tell she should win Pennsylvania. She pretty much has to win Pennsylvania in much the same way he has to win North Carolina. And she's going to have a heck of a time being president if he wins Pennsylvania. There is a small path for her too, but it's not easy. You're going to have to do some extraordinary things in other places to make up for it. So look, if you look at where the rallies were over the weekend, it shows you where the candidate's weaknesses and strengths are. And I'm here to tell you, I was very worried about this, so much so I didn't sleep well last night. Our side is in complete delusion, okay? Complete delusion. We got this landslide, ha ha. No, we don't.
No,
we don't. Not even close. I'm going to prove it to you with math. Where we actually are is on the razor's edge is where we are. We could win this thing. That's fantastic. I think it's absolutely within the realm of possibility. We could lose it too. 50-50 coin toss. That's where we are. Because if something goes wrong in one of these swing states, I mean, it's like dominoes. They all got to be lined up exactly right to fall just right for both these candidates. Not just for her, not just for Trump. And it could go either way, okay? Look at where she is, okay? She's pretty much got to win Pennsylvania for the most part, okay? If you look at where she was yesterday, she was in Pennsylvania. That was it. That's what she did pretty much. Tim Walz came to North Carolina. She's all Pennsylvania. Today, she's all Pennsylvania. Okay, so they're seeing something there that they don't like, the Harris campaign. Trump still knows he has to shore up Pennsylvania. So she's doing all of them in Pennsylvania today. He's got two in Pennsylvania, one in North Carolina, and he's going to finish in Michigan as he has for all three of his campaigns. He always finishes in Michigan for some reason, which is fine. She's got some problems there in Michigan. It's going to be fascinating to see how Michigan turns out. Michigan, she should win Michigan, okay? Biden won it. Trump hasn't won it since 2016. She should win Michigan, but she's got some real problems on the ground there. I mean, to see Muslim leaders endorse Trump, that's, wow, weird. Biden and Harris have spent a lot of time funneling money to Hamas, the terror group that runs Gaza. They've spent a lot of time undermining Israel, deliberately trying to appeal to Michigan, only to be shunned by some of the Muslim leaders there. And you saw the problem that she's got in Michigan. Rashida Tlaib didn't endorse her. She didn't endorse Trump, obviously, but member of the squad, Rashida Tlaib, yeah, supposed to bring the Muslim boat home, and Rashida's like, talk to my hand, yeah, not doing it. I'm not doing that. I'm not helping you.
Well, at least Tlaib is sticking to her constituency there.
Yeah, she is. And so you put that with the endorsements by Muslim leaders, including in Hamtramck, the most by percentage Muslim place in the country. Endorsed Trump? Are you kidding me? Seventh largest city in Michigan? Yep.
Big union town, too.
Big union town, too. There's this other problem that she has. Look, she and Joe are going to make you buy an EV. And the Chinese have told us we're going to make that EV in Mexico. That's what we're doing. They've bragged about it. We're about to crush your auto industry. They're not even hiding it. They're so confident they have Democrats in their pocket.
Well, they're already crushing the European industry.
Yes, and that's
in Europe.
Where I was going. That
I'm
broke.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No. You go ahead, because that's your thing. Cars. I know it is. That broke over the weekend, and this is a disaster for them. Germany is getting crushed by these Chinese EVs, and the fact that their leaders have sold out to China in much the same way that liberal Democrats here are prepared to sell the U.S. auto industry out to China. Here's Tudor Dixon on the ground in Michigan talking about Germany and how big of a deal that is there, because it's a big auto industry state.
I mean, look.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What we just saw, Volkswagen just said that Chinese EVs have taken over Germany and they're likely shutting down 3 factories in Germany. When you hear Volkswagen saying that the Chinese market took over Volkswagen in Germany, that is devastating news for Michigan. And Donald Trump has told us that he will keep the Chinese EVs out of Michigan. That means he saves our auto workers. They need someone who's going to stand for them against our adversaries and against having a product coming in that's going to shut us down. So they know that's an important message, and it's something that people want to hear here on the ground.
One quick thing on that Volkswagen thing, something that I read in some of the industry. Volkswagen has never shut down a plant. Never.
Really?
Yes.
Like
they
ever?
They have never shut down a plant. They have always kept those union workers working. They have never, this is the first time that they have had to shut down plants. That should tell you something about the gravity, the economic situation they're facing there.
And we're not debating this stuff. We're talking about garbage, and we're talking, it's fine, whatever, but we're talking about everything under the sun except just the absolute pain America is in and the economic devastation that will follow if she is elected. It will be devastating. So here's my message to you today, okay? Ignore what these people are saying online. It is not true. There is no Trump landslide. There will not be a Trump landslide. You heard it from me first. No Trump landslide. Write that down, okay? Down to the wire. Let me tell you why. Because we goofed off for years. We kept Romney McDaniel in the pole position there, as the head of the Republican Party, the head of the RNC. She did nothing to expand the voter base. Okay, so we've had to play catch up. And Elon Musk, thank God for him. I mean, he's single-handedly, registering voters and has been for the last couple of months in Pennsylvania. Scott Pressler, we are way behind the eight ball on where we should have been. She should have been doing this for years. And we found out the most devastating number I've ever seen was 70,000. She spent more money on flower arrangements that she sent to donors than she did on updating voter files. We did nothing for 3 years. We're playing catch up right now on the ground, and it's tough. This is tough, okay? There should be a lot more of us than there are, but we've done a really good job registering voters last few months. Wish it'd been 2 years, we'd have this thing in the bag. We do not, okay? So if you are in North Carolina, I'm talking to you, listen to me. Look and rumble, look in my eyes. Listen to me, okay? What you're gonna do tomorrow, because men and conservative men are going to vote. You think you're going to vote. The lines are going to be outrageous, okay? And they're going to be waiting for you like they're waiting for you in Pennsylvania. Oh, is this a highly male Republican precinct? Oh, sorry, we only have 2 machines. It'll be an 8-hour wait. That's coming. I'm going to report on that. It's going to go on all day long on Tuesday. I'm going to prove it to you, okay? This is what you're going to do. You are going to get up on Tuesday. You are going to be standing at that poll 2.5 hours before it opens. 2 hours is the closest I'd cut it. Unless your other plan is you're going to get in line, you're going to get off work early, you're going to get in line, you're going to get in that line, you're going to stay in line. If you cannot stay in that line till midnight, if you have to, then you better get up before work, because these lines are going to be unlike anything we have seen. And unfortunately, we got to bring home our vote in North Carolina. And I'm very afraid, Lee, these idiot yahoos online, ha-ha, Trump's got a mega. No, he doesn't. No. He does not. He does not have it in North Carolina, but you could bring it home for him. You can. But we still have a lot of work to do. So I really wish people would shut up online on our side and stop it. There's no landslide, okay? There's no landslide. It ain't coming. Ain't happening. He can win, though. But you've got to stay in line. Stop repeating, oh, we've got this, because these men are going to get off this line. Okay, we need, because something happened on the last day of early voting in North Carolina. I'm going to tell you what it was next. It concerns me, and I'm not alone. It concerns the Trump campaign, too. That's why they put 5 of their last 9 rallies over the weekend in the North Carolina media market. We can overcome it, but deluding yourself that we have this thing won so you can just go to work, we'll lose. We'll lose. It is going to be a turnout brawl in North Carolina on Tuesday. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be, how bad do you want the Republic? How bad do you want to preserve it? And how long can you stand online? If you have bad knees, bring your lawn chair, because it's going to be a long wait.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.